spoke to Gilg J as Gilg Ferach.
As Bavaliam Shuishaltacha, Gisachlege Hengar Shaw, Clanagail. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
And this bilingual programme is called Clanagail. In Clanagail, you'll hear a story going a telling in the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Alan Vanim, the Isle of Man. As Bannach and Urish, well, the year is 1906, and William Gell has brought us on a poetic journey, away from his own beloved Kindrochid, on the road northwards, and we stop to admire the cloven stones alongside the Packhorse Road in Baldrine. So that's where we join his Man in Veg Veen, a poetical sketch of the Isle of Man this time. Hudson Vascrew Skeelans on a club nigh heard for dry de ogle as van a Skeelanok Sai Jorusen on Zach Denyach. Tashin chit back a Skeel Vascrew deg John Pilling as Severl van de ogle shen close shave. Well, to bunder ye er na foglan shen, Severl ach a tajinus whose idiom Severl nyes. To Skeel John Pilling en message four and razor. There'll be a walk this Wednesday evening, the 15th of May, as part of the celebrations of An Cheshach Ilgach She Feed, 120 years of An Cheshach Ilgach, and that walk will be meeting at Peel Railway Station, the House of Manannan, at 7 o'clock. Now, yesterday evening saw the launch in Peel of Balakil Ferric, the new CD by Kirjan Kujach, and we'll be coming to that next time, in fact, in Clanagail. Kirjan Kujach will be amongst the performers on the 24th of May when we celebrate 160 years, hence my confusion, I was getting the two things mixed up, when we celebrate 160 years since the birth of Sophia Morrison on the 24th of May, 1859. And that celebration takes the form of a Manx concert for Sophia Morrison at the Centenary Centre in Peel. Tickets are £7. Now, I said at the end of Clanagail last time that this time it would be Sean Eel Walden, the old-style May Eve. But, of course, that's rubbish. It is not. It's Sean Lyle Walden, old-style May Day itself, which we'll be celebrating musically. Well, at least we'll be celebrating in sound. Now, I may well regret this, but you may well regret this even more. Tashu geistach rish radio vanning, stashu nan ashun, skeliena wash dulish, alian vanning.
Balden here as balden here, lathen as lesion as lather se hirach. Tam is a visor that goes she's O Bochum might a bolden. Sjochle bolden yawne sach, Saure chit is gyaure a sool. A green chase along the coil ren. O lechem might a bolden.
We started there with a song Baldon Hir as Baldon Hiar, and it celebrates, or at least mentions, the coincidence that Baldon is the name of a place in the island and Baldon is also the name of the season, and so it pairs up the Baldon Hir as Baldon Hiar with La Baldon. And a version of that was collected by Sophia Morrison, but that particular version was from the collection of Mona Douglas. And then we heard Mar Hulmi Mach Mar La Baldon, As I Walked Out on May Day Morning, played for us by Petch and Vanning. And now we're at the Cloven Stones, and so to William Gell. Below, another charming glen commands attention from our pen, no fairer spot in human ken. 'Twas here, the old historians say, in Hermit's Cave beside the bay, escaped from dungeon o'er the way, the noble Duchess refuge sought, until such time the vessel brought deliverance. Well nigh was it wrought, one faithful servant by her side, the fierce pursuing troop defied, and nobly for his mistress died. Ah, noble dame, sad was thy fate, the victim then of jealous hate, dragged from thy high and gentle state to loathsome cell, banished for aye, from kindred, home, from light of day, to pine thy blighted life away. Now for this section, William Gell has a note to say he's writing about the Duchess of Gloucester, and he refers us to volume 16 of the Manx Society. Well, in that volume, there's a whole tale set out between pages 191 and 203, and that's as well as a ballad about her, which runs from page 48 to page 53. And you may also know one of the Manx national songs about her story. And scrutair hays for gavracha de banglein chal tiach na meirin si, Renne yn glacad yr chelfen y chor bach ys yn eilig ymach os na ffeisli, chawds fe liai yr gŵl sy cherega. Eish renne sy'n ymach y rhaiach yn ys renne mynwch o dy lein. Sae o ele dy fel fer toshi mai ein ys eshen. Ni eshen cwmwl cochorl rys na media mor y diw, mas o ta cair dwts ys dwst dy chos na yr sŵl dy falia. Hys te cor bwystwn, yes. Si bani mi yn ei i sien fy hain. Chynel mi lael fer elio gwrw sien. Henk sgiaw edyn yn sesynach Jim Ames fy na hai chaw elio y desg. Chynel ei jint ys herish ffos fain si. Chynel y chor y bi. Bi na pebr yn naiach ys y radio ys chelfis bwrwch ym ach ysgil ys sielg slaid y chor y ffoil orw. Ta fys MSN, Jim, och cref od mys jyn. And now we take the story on a little bit further from daybreak up to the warmth of the sun coming into the countryside.
Like y'all and you're the bad trend line. Jean-Le. Durch der Dolle rest aus in der Klein. Schirme beinte Gasses Blatt. Ta nur noch düster.
Ruth Keggin performing Irina Grainia.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Showed you Stashun and Ashun Radio Vanning, She Clena Gailton, Claire Shaw, Merrin Peen, Robert Cutting Goswell, Robert of Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Scammeltach de Bollach fe na hacher, Loch Time Muslimach ledden ona. Van Doris Toshiok smoshed she's on strum na hee, Lurish podden de folin unless imidi weapon a knock. A trai hug shen teim chri shan ven. Rennad liga a vac fa core ber coda a ferntan as eish fa fad feddan maach na rau sio an enmas cat. Shira lestial, chabi shen da lua da chulina a chus sio, ma vis fer bi jin de fech shen gedan bes, fuddi da bi rauan kinni on, as ofins tigl an orson shen. As e menucha de lien rish, hien mach a scruter a lau as hug istiachi uns dror a deskega, de chiar mach bo djeel dos dje bay as covel de gledden. Rene deur te mach djach er a hon hien, as yeche herish er a hessenach. Bewal ja djach, Jim, jern de wel fe megnen Jesus en. Now, Eleanor Cobham was the wife of Humphrey, Duke of Gloucester. In fact, next in line to the throne of England, if King Henry VI died. And Eleanor admitted that she'd asked Roger Bolingbroke to work out how long the king would live. He'd got a witch to make an effigy of King Henry and put it to melt so that his health would fail with it. Now, somehow, all this was found out. The witch was burned for witchcraft, and Bolingbroke was executed for treason, and Eleanor too stood trial, and there's a scene about it in Shakespeare. In it she's convicted of treason, is committed to live, as Shakespeare says, in banishment with Sir John Stanley in the Isle of Man. And so Eleanor Cobham, the Duchess of Gloucester, was imprisoned in Peel Castle. Now, after 7 years, one of her husband's old soldiers, who'd deliberately sought a transfer to the island, led her out of the castle by a secret passage. Then, according to the Manx Society account, they proceeded in search of an old hermit whom they knew had a cell on the seashore near a place called the Cloven Stones. Now here's another song about Moral Eye Balden, although, to be honest, that's perhaps incidental. Oh, gamleshel hennel shen and fair cart a chora be furio furieru. Alliams to be sure and fair cart, hennel shen gold a chola soul.
Yeah.
Sturgeon Cujach Morala Bolden. And so we see that William Gell's poem is here referring to Garwick, with the glen going down and the shore below the cloven stones. The Manx Society's story gives the name of the hermit in whose cave they took shelter as Father Antonio, whereas the Duchess's rescuer remains an unnamed soldier. He explains to her that he's been in touch with the Duke, who's going to send a vessel in to pick Eleanor up from Laxey Bay, but the weather is against it. Just as the soldier is explaining all this, some of Sir John Stanley's troops rush in and hope to take them by surprise. However, the soldier kills their leader and kills or disables three more, but is then struck down by a lance thrown from a distance. The remaining troops rush him and cut off his head. So, Eleanor, the Duchess of Gloucester, finds herself a prisoner in Peel Castle again, and there she remained for another 7 years until her death. So that's the background to this section of William Gell's poem, taking us back to what's said to have happened in 1448. Bavaliam de moorach chanodam ten gleistjenem. Ach fodam cor heist Dutch me bavaliat shen. Gur my moored, Jim, nim goyle bain shaws esh fodmuch cast na roin. As a vadran chitrish is na fear hoshir ag and golgus na offish knock, ren and scruter hay shul the laced as she's a red gus a chummel rege. And bind the yach vege, freshen a chit the vey cuse the vinen, as nish van ustia bay as egan chadler as air oor fur avari, chitrach elia de yunuersen. Crehen broch aglach e, dort erish neen. Skin out as being chelven clinkle chalias tammy stye. Renny snapper all as square iris shallid, as a low egan a liar unyag yap, as salja chitna trude. Oddach he scryl care and choust ideas, henke deder out shaw shap naw a verder and farsle erig erig. Shen I mice, monia, gull der bearer. Ni shen ma uracha, as doosta me de cat, as bit the angel na lug be shen fi vai. Now here's a version of the song which is in Manx National Songs, and it's called Home, and it's all about being spring in the island, and that's followed by a version, a more traditional version of the tune at least, Morala Bolden, played by Finn Ardrey.
Thank you.
Some more music celebrating Mar-a-Lai Balden.
The Nation Station, Max Radio.
Skeljena o stúla shellin vanin shot you radio vanin stasiun the nation. Tashu geist jachrish clean a gale as she Robert Katin Carswell mish Robert a Carslach.
Ever heard tell of El Bobby Bob?
Haya gusadoris as dosh lair. Haya stiach on. As renne lye hujum shees le shaws na faceli, sechid chair renke. Gawi tasta, jay tosted dol tajimach sa chap. Lug shalid na gair dult kore. Mora mai vansha, crenach fodmus corcuna den a murren she. Oh, as an scrutair hays, as henke de rawi force kewan cully kajinega. Gen al shen me tee a chore bi, gen al meach laal gul er oorige as vei berich me salch. De jaru vansje as a chore, me vishu kroma her Irish shalid. Gin na jagad, rennen skruut er goyle a eis sa chairs, gune a ghe hul. Djeni e na meir nachtal, reche gun me gita wanal, as an chid vadag de stu kastach er nedanega. Bile mai ein jew vansje, dort de choreirish. Rennen schroet er sachel. Bewail jam shen de moer, zeschen de ski. Ach lug geni te veon, al jam na bi. And so now let's go on with William Gell. Ascending now. Just o'er the rise, the parish church before us lies, with steeple pointing to the skies. Well, this is the Church of All Saints, Kirklonan. The worthy vicar, writes Gell, brimming o'er with Manin's old historic lore, enriched her literary store. The Reverend John Quine, 1856 to 1942, was vicar of All Saints from 1895 to 1940. In 1897, he'd published the book Captain of the Parish. He also wrote a dialect plays, and Captain of the Parish had been much praised by T. E. Brown. You can read about the Quines family life in Julie Quine's book Manx Brothers in Arms, dealing with the three sons particularly of John Quine, and particularly about the World War I period, seen from their father's perspective. Now William Gell then refers to a former vicar of Lonnon between 1853 and 1878. Just for a moment, we would fain recall to mind good Parson Kane, with bearing, speech, and manners plain, advised his hearers, when they'd sup, to shun the intoxicating cup, lest it beguile you, give it up. Well, this is the Reverend Thomas Kane, 1809 to 1878, the son of an innkeeper, but who nevertheless founded the teetotal movement in the island. Well, now, once again, there may be regret all round here.
Mar-a-Lai Balden a shenan in Bakshe, va mi gol, she's a gown, va mi man ra se, Golgus a valius and the chowan le, Bami gol she sir gown gus balia chastjol, Bami gol she sir gown hara burra ons machion, As the cholier it vergy and maya bastjol, As when green ons a spare, As the bilgin chit mavle, Bami gol she sir gown gus balia chastjol. Ba bogus a chree emus mish for gael and tie, Ba brady and ben ulta balia lend a lie, Bourd on sa virgul lend a rid in my, Ba mi gol si sa gleongus balia chastjol, Ba mi gol si sa gleon har a burra on smachion, As da cholio rid vagi in my a bastjol, As van green on sa spare, As na bilgin chit mo vle, Ba mi gol She's a longus balia chastjol. Nin ega valias ellen is the fear. Ach trell or me recreur me ach bada gear. Vis munyan around me ach bodach was a cheer. Vachit she's a longus balia chastjol. Bami gol she's a clown. Har out butter on smachion. As the collier it vaji and my a bastjol. As van green on suspect. As the building chit move Bami gol she's a longus balia chastjol. A soul was a neen shenach dug dao vegach pold, Slen lesha chastjol as banach lesha told. Suri neen eg a strahur on sa fold, Gin gol she's a longus balia chastjol, Bami gol she's a gown, Har a burra on smachion, As the cholier it vergy in my a bastjol, As van green on sa spare, As na bilgin chit mo vle, Bami gol she's a longus balia chastjol.
Going down the glen to Castletown, and that's where the Battle of Summer and Winter was last traditionally held, on the road out to Scarlet there. Now, although William Gale has just remembered Parson Kane briefly to us, the incumbent at the time that he was writing his poem was the Reverend John Quine, 1895 to 1940, in that office. And the Reverend John Quine didn't suffer people he regarded as fools gladly, and he says of himself, "It so happened that another friend of mine, occupying an important position here on the island, sincere in good will, but of a spirit too timid to breathe the air that was native to myself, came to Tom Brown," this is T. E. Brown, of course, his friend, "came to Tom Brown like Nicodemus by night, and besought him to prevail on me to alter my too independent attitude towards certain personages, in order that I might, by a show of deference, further my material interests in the direction of church preferment." So, obviously, even when it might have been helpful to him, he wasn't going to kowtow in the slightest. Mona Douglas writes of him in her 1965 collected essays, This is Ellen Vannin. She says, "Canon Quine was not an easy man to know intimately, and because his rewards, either financial or in the matter of public recognition, never came anywhere near matching his deserts, he had a certain sense of grievance. But his parishioners knew him as a vicar who really cared for them and tried to promote their best interests in any way he could." "And thee, te veon, Vaisha?" "Oh, Burra Benton den Overem. Strailem shenachlashen, Vaisha. I'm wish you cordachon ergul begin. As an scruter corsus a smeggle, Jane a tovel and chave a guller filia magit an edinega. As e goilash the bollach, Chrau fissega der en doris a chap fosla, As der au colortus tavi morhanish na chul. Look shall it nae, fan a tovel an achiartich, as dut kare skira elia. Vas you lot machon burra, Vaisha? Maran, as an scruter de savinach, maran aglach, a sly on a chit de vei gortich. Heelshin machon katnish, ach, Na iau, fegach slai was cheer elia. As creme of a shen mate, serenia, des rialach den a kiartas and chedna slayer be elia. Scumadus cre was the slai chit. Shen achted gimmicker at heen to scan shoil. As nimmer einen benten rusen. Now here's the band King Hjoli, Ben Rain the Bolden. King Hjoli, and they were playing Ben Rain the Balden, the Queen of the May. Men's Radio, the nation station, Men's Radio. As the Jarushan Mate Stashun and Ashun Tane Show Radio Vanning. Kleine Gael ten enne McLeish Show, she Robert Cutting Castle ten enne Morm, Robert the Carslach Mata.
Well, Bobby Bob.
Creighton Loch Taishens Munyan Machion the Murren She Nish. Yaren developed Lal Kulina Vansha. Shen is in Scruter, Shen an Arte Goldtayacht. The Blaist and Poltalis, Chalirach the Dach Muslimach na Varadu Jowl. The Firinach she Dunyeg Trimshachta, Shigger the Bienes Manris and Nah Hale. Can El Pecher be Briach J. Crin Ferti Krail Shen? Mesod ta poten da folina nega grisitjes, a laru, courage the smarshal shisa dorosega on strum na hi. Fo al, fraya chore. Agli jas is on scruter, ta jerkel rish gunnen, blaisten and quae ecta fis. Eis da duchesach, ta ridden golle gerach. Cren fe genu shen, cren fe na cor... Cren fe nach cor cofl dy ffylun yn o'n sed a'ch cadjan, dy goel ei dy cwn. Tredi gol mach dy llonach y peber naiach na ban i'n ynyd. Fyddi dy bech ryd yn gol na sier, my fy siwys diwr ad fansia. My fy siw gyrdiach ad y smegl beg yn fansia. And John Quine was a brilliant classical scholar at Oxford, and his great love, other than the church, was Latin. He had little interest in the Manx language, although he had a great love of all things Manx, other than the Manx language, perhaps. His, though, was the address as president of the Isle of Man Natural History and Antiquarian Society that wasn't published. But it was reported in the proceedings of the society as dealing with, it said, the Roman survey of the Isle of Man, illustrated by sketch maps. He claimed, says the report, that the Cronks, hitherto believed to have been burial places or fortifications, were really artificial mounds used by the Roman engineers to assist in the triangulation and plotting out of lands. They were found at regular distances of Roman miles in proper alignment, and the connecting lines formed regular parallelograms and triangles when tested on the ordnance map. He regarded certain Manx place names as corruptions of old Latin designations derived from Roman emperors, goddesses, and heroes. So, although he'd been president of the Isle of Man Natural History and Antiquarian Society, was rather reluctant to actually print the Roman survey of the Isle of Man, his presidential talk to the society on that occasion. So an interesting and intriguing figure, the Reverend John Quine. Now, here's another traditional version of a tune, followed by the way it was rendered for Manx national songs. First of all, Annie Kissack, Tabag and Jurga, and then the quartet sing The Rival Cockades.
Yeah, Tabag and Jurga, as ripping and green, my vetsy, my village, my fish, I am peen. Robin, hurry. For the red land, Robinery, Robinery. Yow tav a gun jagger, a slippin' and goo, be a ven rain of old and gin for the old oo. Robinery, Robinery. Ring la boo up and for the red land. Robinery, Robinery. Oh, vetsy, veg village, nevrish, emmerchry, a great velu to ridlish, Robinery. Robinery, Robinery. In the poo up and for the ridlish. Robinery, Robinery.
Oh, the crimson cockade, like the rose in the glade, 'tis the fairest and the rarest, is the crimson cockade.
We will dance away.
Tabag and Jurga, sung by Annie Kissick, and the Rival Cockades from Manx National Songs, performed by the quartet. Gau a scrwter heis a heis rhys, as e gol sol jay ffôrn reis a snaw harris a chragan. Ffôr reis a maia as eisen, jenia draw a blod ffôs na lai ar a sgornach, as iech e nis a stiach an sŵlion dorach an dynia fa crom a sys harris. Se dda jarw fan se ffolin, iarn dda denksiw na sniedd yn ffôrn, not a fisio er. Now, musically, we've been celebrating Shan La Balden May Day by the old-style calendar, where what appears on the modern calendar as the 12th of May is actually May Day by the old style. And in the south of the island, that was, says William Harrison, called La Balja, the general day for letting of houses, paying half a year's rent, taking in grazing cattle, and women servants taking their places for the year after hiring to their places on the 28th of March, which is itself the Shan Lal Farik, St. Patrick's Day, by the old style. Now, next Wednesday evening, the 15th of May, at 7 o'clock, Gilgairn will be meeting at Peel Railway Station. That's the House of Mananan these days. And Stuart Bennett will lead us the length of the Peel to Knockalo Railway, including getting across the river and up through the field. And that's part of Anchezachilgach Shea Feed, the 120th anniversary of the foundation of Anchezachilgach. And on Friday the 24th of May, it'll be exactly 160 years since the birth of Sophia Morrison in Peel, and we celebrate with a concert at the Centenary Centre. Tickets are £7, available online from the Centenary Centre, at Celtic Gold in Peel, and through myself, in fact, if you get in touch with me. Performers include some of the talented youngsters from the Bunscoil Gaeilge. There'll be recitation from T.E. Brown by Deborah Tubman. There'll be award-winning harp player Mira Royal, the Manx Gaelic Choir, Curgin Cujach, who've just released their latest CD, Ballachil Ferric, about which we'll hear next time. Manx Bard, Annie Kissick, will be there. And Michael Players, RBV, and they'll be presenting J.E.Q. Cools in the Doctor's Waiting Room, which they did for their Eel Verry this year. Ach nish, shen e rish. So until the next time, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
Wishing you a very good night, Eve, I'm a chrieriu, as ortsilie, as me yeerian shed you, will you?